Sarah Goodrum made history recently, guys, when she was named to be the minor league hitting coordinator of your Milwaukee Brewers. We are excited to have her joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right now, live from Arizona spring training. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. It is International Women's Day, so we want to make sure we're highlighting some of the badass women who are doing awesome things in sports, and you qualify as one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sarah, what are the responsibilities of the minor league hitting coordinator?
Yeah, so the minor league hitting coordinator oversees all anything minor league hitting related. So all of the players from the DSL down in the Dominican Republic all the way up to AAA in Nashville this year. So it's my job with the assistance of two phenomenal assistant hitting coordinators to implement a hitting system that is going to drive development to create homegrown hitting talent at the major league level. So it's really about empowering our coaches to be the best they can possibly be and help our players have the most success they possibly can.
How tough is that to put together a program? Because especially when it comes to the philosophy of hitting, there are so many philosophies out there. One thing might work for one player, another thing might work for another player. So putting together an entire program seems like a daunting task to me.
It can be. It's certainly overwhelming because you're right. Every player is different. But I think it's really awesome that the Brewers have such a great support system. So from our strength and conditioning staff to our research and development team, our systems team, you really can work together to kind of see how we can drive something together and have overarching concepts that can then be individualized down to each player. But at the end of the day, we're still kind of driving a very like same message.
How did your experience at the University of Oregon and playing softball, how does that play into what you're doing on a daily basis?
A lot of times, it's crazy, I look back at that and just being a player going through, I was never a professional player and I'll never admit that I was a professional player, but just playing in college at such a high level when it's so demanding and you have other stuff going on, I went through a lot of highs and lows in my career when I was playing. And so I really try to just have empathy towards players. And I understand that, you know, there's life outside of baseball. So not only am I trying to help them develop as a baseball player, but also as a human being, just because I know when there's low points in life and I know how it feels. So to have someone there for you to help you navigate just anything, I try to bring that into my job every day.
Are there a lot of parallels in your job to golf? I mean, Gabe's our resident golfer here, but they're constantly breaking down film to look at their swing and retool it that way. Is that kind of the same way you handle your job?
Similarly, golf is, in baseball, golf's a very common hobby for players and for staff members. So there's a lot of similarities in the sense of breaking down a swing. And sometimes you can kind of relate it a little bit. But at the end of the day, the ball is moving in baseball, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, it is a little bit more tough, too. I'll stand up and say that. Who's somebody we need to be keeping an eye on? Like, if we got Brewers fans out there, who's somebody in the minor league hitting system, that you think could potentially break out this year as a hitter?
We have so many talented minor league players, honestly, and I think the one thing that I will say is with the 2020 year not having a minor league season, I am so excited for when minor league spring training starts just to see all of our players after not seeing them for a year, because you never know what they're going to come back like. And I know that a lot of them have been working incredibly hard away from us. So I'm super excited to just see everyone show up to camp this year in 2021, ready to go, and see the progress that they did during such trying times. Because these guys as a whole were incredibly resilient. Guys from down in Venezuela and the Dominican who are incredibly limited on resources that were finding a way to get work in, all the way up to guys in the States that were in states that may have had stricter lockdowns. And I just want to just given a testament to how resilient everyone was across the board, and just hearing everything from our coaches of what our players have been doing. I think it's just across the board, I'm just excited to see everyone come back after not having a year of playing.
Sarah Goodrum joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right now. She is the minor league hitting coordinator for your Milwaukee Brewers at just 27 years old, played softball at Oregon. And I know you spent a very long time kind of like in the system, right? Since like 2017, you were in the sports science and integrative sports performance lab. One of the things I hear about when I talk to a lot of women who are breaking this glass ceiling in sports is they didn't even know that they could have the role they have because they didn't see anyone doing it. So when they were thinking about their future and they were thinking about careers, that didn't even occur to them that that could be a reality. Does that describe you?
Sometimes it does. I grew up like loving any sport, honestly. I watched football, golf, tennis, like anything, and I played so many different sports growing up, and I always just would watch something, and I always saw people doing it regardless of their gender, and I just got gravitated to baseball and was like, you know what, like, I even said it, I was like, I want to be a baseball player, and like so naively, like I had no idea that women at the time don't play baseball. I obviously gravitated towards softball, but I think like going through, like getting to the position I am now, I put my head down and I worked really hard at it, and like the gender thing didn't really come up, but now that I'm sitting in the position and realizing it, it's like, this is a big deal because it is so important for other women to see women in certain positions and for them to realize that there is a career path there. Like, it really hit me when Kim Ng became a general manager for the Miami Marlins, just because I saw someone in a role that maybe I potentially want one day. I don't know, but it was like, holy cow. Like, if I want to try to get to the pinnacle and be at the highest position of the baseball ops department, like, I really started to feel empowered that I could do it because I saw her in that role.
Are pitchers hard to deal with? Because they're horrible hitters. I mean, I would think, Sarah, you would be like, I'm all for the DH. Yeah, let's bring the DH in here. I don't want to work with pitchers.
I will say this about pitchers. When they get the opportunity to hit, they are like so enthusiastic about it. I love it. They're like just so into it. But I would love to see a DH, but pitchers are awesome.
That was me like with the backup quarterback. Who wants to be the backup emergency quarterback? Me. What do you mean I stink?
All right. I want to talk a little bit about college softball because the Women's College World Series is so incredibly fun, and I don't think it gets its due every year, Sarah. Like, give me your best pitch on why people should be watching women's college softball, because I feel a lot of people are missing out.
They are. It is, honestly, especially now, the women that are playing are so talented. They have so much pop in the bat. And their defensive skills, like, I will say it now, like, because I still follow it really closely. Sis Bates at the University of Washington is one of the best shortstops across the board, baseball or softball. She is so talented defensively. And when you watch the game, it moves so fast. Like, you can't blink. You can't relax when it happens because of how short the field is. So you're always engaged in something. The pitchers throw hard, and the fact that they have to react so quickly. The game is growing, and it's really exciting to watch that. But honestly, especially at the College World Series, there's always drama of some sort. And just watching some of these women have the power that they have with the bat, it's pretty incredible.
Sarah Goodrum from your Milwaukee Brewers minor league hitting coordinator joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. All right, Sarah, last week we had a lengthy conversation here on this program about the embarrassment of riches that the Brewers now have in the outfield. How should fans look at having guys like Avi, guys like Yelich, guys like Jackie Bradley Jr., and, oh, by the way, Lorenzo Cain in the outfield? What should the perspective be?
Excitement. There's so much talent, and we're deep. So I think it's just like, holy cow, like there's a lot of potential there. And so to me, it's just pure excitement.
Awesome. Sarah, it is great to have you on the show. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Are you enjoying the Arizona weather?
Always am. I'm actually from here, so I get spoiled this time of year every year. So basically right now it's more like just trying to embrace the perfectness of the weather right now before it gets a little too hot.
Is that where you'll be based?
Just had to use the word perfectness. Like, just rub it in, Sarah. Like,
hey, it's supposed to be 61.
It's going to be 61 here.
6 week plan, Gabe. 6 week plan.
Will you be based in Phoenix or will you be in Milwaukee for the season?
I'm based out of Phoenix.
All right. Well, when you get to Milwaukee, we're going to buy you a beer, okay? You let us know when you're in town and Jen, Gabe, and Chewy will take you out for some drinks.
That's awesome.
Sarah Goodrum, minor league hitting coordinator of your Milwaukee Brewers, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Have a great day, Sarah.
Thank you.